was a torn of darkness among the ghostly trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed up by the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. When the highwayman came riding, 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 the highwayman. Over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. He tapped his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into a room by kid. One kiss, my bonnie sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight, but I should be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me sharply and harry me through the day, then look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight, I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Did not come at the dawning, he did not come at noon, and out of the tawny sunset, before the rise of the moon, when the road was a gypsy's ribbon, looping the purple moor, a red coat troop came marching, 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 King George's men came marching up to the open door. They said no word to the landlord, they drank his ale instead. But they gagged his daughter and bound her to the foot of her narrow bed. Two of them knelt at the casement with muskets at their side. There was death at every window, hell at one dark window. For Bess could see through the casement the road that he would ride. Tied her up to attention with many a sniggering jest. They bound a musket beside her with the barrel beneath her breast. Now keep good watch, and they kissed her. She heard the dead man say, look for me by moonlight, watch for me by moonlight, I'll come to thee by moonlight, though hell should bar the way. Twisted her hands behind her, and all the knots felt good. But she writhed her hands till her fingers were wet with sweat and blood. They stretched and strained in the darkness, and the hours crawled on like years. Till now, on the stroke of midnight, cold on the stroke of midnight, the tip of her finger touched it. The trigger, at least, was hers. Tot-a-lot, had they heard it, the horse's hooves rang clear. Tot-a-lot, tot-a-lot, in the distance, were they deaf that they did not hear? Down at the ribbon of moonlight, over the brow of the hill, the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The redcoats looked to the priming, she stood up straight and still. Tot-a-lot, tot-a-lot in the silence, tot-a-lot in the echoing night. Near her he came and near her, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew a last deep breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered in the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight and warned him. Turned, he spurred to the west. He did not know she stood, bowed with her head on the musket, drenched with her own red blood. Until the dawn he heard it, his face grew gray to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight. he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, while the white road smoking behind him, and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were the spurs and the golden inn, wine red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway, and he lay in his blood in the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat. Still on a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon, tossed up by the cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight,